Good afternoon and welcome once again to Maybe We Will Talk, a podcast where I talk to my friends on the phone or the internet or Discord or whatever. It occurred to me, interestingly enough, in the beginning of this recording that we're going to be listening to, and I'm going to be chopping up momentarily so it can be listened to, in the beginning of it, I'm talking about an audio issue that I had been having, which, I mean, I just have, and we'll talk about the fact that that's like one of the most endless issues in modern technology. Just microphones and earpieces are so hard to figure out sometimes, it seems, especially when a bunch of people have different, I don't know, voices, I guess? Well, and their own microphones and things. I don't feel like, yeah, that wasn't really a sentence, I guess, what I just said. It certainly didn't come together at the end. I didn't wrap anything up. The issue that I think I'm having, that I think I was having at the time of this recording, maybe I figured it out. I don't want to say that out loud, you know, because, like, the fairies will hear me. I think that it seems like it hasn't been happening. I haven't had to reseat my audio connection to reset everything lately. So maybe I fixed it. Maybe I didn't. You never know. Now that I've said all this, I'm going to go record tonight, and the whole thing is going to be at half volume because I'm an asshole. So welcome to the show. How you doing? Hope you're doing well in these terrible times. Hope you are rolling right along like we are. Today we are going to be talking with Locke and Weebs about Twin Peaks The Return. This is going to be episodes 5 and 6 we're talking about. And I think one of the next episodes coming up is going to have a little bit of Peaks talk. One of them is short. I think after episode 8 we were kind of aghast. And it's weird because we've been doing them two at a time. Next week's episode is going to be episode 7, because for some reason me and Locke had a lot to say after that one, and then we had less to say after episode 8. If you know which episode that is, it's not exactly the kind of horror that Fire Walk With Me is, but it's the kind of thing that might leave you a little bit speechless. So we had a little less to say, and I also sat down and talked to Pete about The Stand, which, you know, like I said, I want to start covering books again a little more, so 2 weeks from now will probably be an episode with a little bit of David Lynch talk, and then me and Pete discuss The Stand. And, all the other things that I had said had been coming up. Anything that I've mentioned that it seems like I haven't mentioned lately, or is not The Stand or David Lynch, will in fact be coming up. And we're talking about watching more David Lynch stuff. I want to talk about Dune, like, in general, but particularly the 1984 movie that David Lynch at one point had his name removed from. So I don't want to call it David Lynch's Dune, although I do often call it that. But I want to talk about that. Obviously, Friday the 13th, we're going to get back to. And a few other things, whatever I've been to. Oh, yeah, I want to watch Lost Highway, too. There's a bunch of things on my list. I got a bunch of things to talk to Locke about. We're going to have some Locke episodes, some Saint episodes. Yeah, everyone is going to be here. Yeah, anyway, that might be my most unorganized presentation of what's coming up to date. And really, I mean, I would hate to say this, things are going to get a lot less organized around here, because, boy, I don't think that, I mean, yeah, it would be hard to do. It would be, you know, like making the sea more wet, I guess. I don't know. I guess that's what's going on here. I guess that's what's coming up. It's Thursday now. This will either be out this evening or maybe Friday. I did say Fridays and Mondays, which will be roughly when the shows, plural, will come out. My other one is The Least Ready Room, and all these shows are produced, and the discussions that they begin with start on Discord. You can get a link to my Discord server at koiadk.tv. And while you're out there on the surface web, you can also take a look at lakehousesoaps.com and buy some soaps from me and help support this whole circus. So thank you for being here. Here is Weebs and Locke, and let's talk about Twin Peaks The Return episodes 5 and 6. Lots of stuff going on in Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Oh, let's give me one brief second. I'm having a really, man, I'm starting to be very annoyed. But really, yeah, it's really distressing because I don't know what causes it, but every now and again, it decreases in the volume it is picking up. And the solution I figured out is to just fucking unplug it and plug it back in. So I don't.
Oh boy,
audio.
Audio. Yeah, I don't know if it's like a USB issue or like that easily could be some kind of weird software issue that gets reset when it gets reseated. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, very annoying. That's what's that's what's up with.
Yeah, I have to do some plugging and unplugging whenever I want to talk on Discord. This headset. So it might be a Discord thing.
Wonder why.
Do you suppose, I don't exactly know how working in films works, but I was thinking about Fire Walk With Me and how he had like most of the people from the series in Fire Walk With Me and then cut them out.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's because you get like residuals even if you're not in the movie. Or like you get paid or something. He was like, I'm going to get all of my actors from the series paid for this movie, even though I don't actually want to use them.
That's, boy, good job if that's what went down.
Right?
Smart.
It might not have been. But
fan of that,
I was like, why would you, cut all of them out?
If your scene was cut, you still did your job.
Yeah.
Right.
So you have to get paid.
Right.
That's
interesting point.
Yeah, I wonder.
A really funny thought.
Yeah. For this season, man, it's disorienting at times.
Yeah.
Which is funny because of how like slow a lot of the scene, like how methodical a lot of the scenes are.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say,
go ahead.
Less plot and more vibes episodes.
That's a good way of putting it. There's all this stuff that you could show the thing for 10 seconds and he'll spend a minute and a half on it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Dougie doing homework. The slow jazz as his boss unravels what he's done for his homework.
Woman holding her killed son.
Boy, that's really an extreme thing that happened. I believe that character's name is Richard Horn. Do you guys like him?
The guy who looks like his face is being pushed through like something sharp.
The guy that looks like his face is being pushed through something sharp, yes.
Yeah.
That's what cocaine does to you.
Oh, really? It causes you to be... It sharpens you up? It causes you to be a weasel.
No, that was a joke.
That's a good one. It makes you faster. Yeah, so you need to get more aerodynamic.
There is a character...
I don't like him at all.
So you... Locke has not seen House of the Dragon. Weebs, have you watched it?
3 or 4 episodes.
Okay, so you have not gotten to the character.
No.
Okay, yeah. There's a character later on that I swear to God must be some kind of Muppet or CG character.
Was he designed in a wind tunnel?
My apologies to the actor who plays that character. You must know who you are. Because there is a character on that show that just does not look like a human person. If we're talking about people who look like they're being pressed through something sharp. But yeah, Richard Horton really has got a face on him.
Yeah, he does. Well, I googled House of the Dragon weird face.
Okay.
And, I figured, you know.
But I don't do it.
It apparently... That might not be the case. There is, you know, there is someone who has represented a few times. But
oh yeah, yeah. Describe one of the weird faces you're seeing. I'll tell you what. I mean, I could just go live, but maybe before I do, you should.
Well, this fellow has a very sharp angle to his chin.
Yes,
and a sort of a. Bucket down there.
A bucket?
No, not a bucket. More like a chocolate bar.
For a chin?
It's not a chocolate bar. It's like a Cadbury egg.
There's two really weird looking guys. But this is the character. This is the guy I'm talking about. This actor.
That is, yes. Just look at this. That right there is the picture that I'm looking at.
This is the bucket?
Yeah, it's the Cadbury egg bucket.
He just, this is not a human actor.
Look at him. Doctor Who.
Oh,
that guy.
No, it's not Doctor Who is in this show, but this character is not
this
played.
This is Dr. Y.
Look at him. Look at this picture of this guy. I apologize for not stopping to look up the name of the actor or the character, but it's the kid with the eye patch. The kid that kills the other kid in the final... spoilers, sorry.
Why, it's a long face.
Oh my god. He is just a horrible, horrifying specimen of humanity.
Now I'm going to remove House of the Dragon and just search for... Ah!
What kind of face? Weird face?
I just
face?
Said weird face.
Yeah, what came up? Was it Jeff the Killer?
I don't know what Jeff the Killer is, but...
Oh, you don't know about Jeff the Killer?
It's not so bad, honestly.
What, Jeff the Killer?
No, I don't know what Jeff the Killer is. What came up when I just searched for weird face. It just was very startling at first, because...
Jeff the Killer is great. You know how, like... you know how... Neil, do you know what Jeff the Killer is?
No.
Okay. It's an image that you've probably seen. And it reminds me of when they... they talk about how, like, maybe the reason people are afraid of, like, gray alien faces is because some time back in the past we were hunted by an almost human creature.
Yeah.
So Jeff the Killer is an image that appears on the internet that it's really given that vibe of non-human thing. Jeff the Killer. You know it is? Okay. And it used to... There's an interesting misconception that came about. And one is, like, I started noticing that people would say they would talk about seeing Jeff the Killer. Yeah. They would talk about seeing him in their room at night. And they would say that what he said to them was go to sleep. And there are a lot of images of that face with go to sleep under it. But that's not what he used to say.
Ooh, what did he used to say?
When I first started seeing this image... He said something very similar, but quite different. Which was, don't wake up.
Oh. That's much worse, actually.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's saying go to sleep, that's more indicative of a real killer in your real room.
Which I would feel much more comfortable confronting.
Than a man in your dream saying, don't wake up.
Yeah. I have had that. That has been said to me in dreams before. This is why I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. That's not, yeah.
Also, like, you know, dreams where they're like, all right, we're going to send you back into the other place now.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to think it's real.
That's most of,
And then I wake up.
That's most of them.
Yeah. There are a lot of different implications in don't wake up. Don't wake up because there's something worse.
Yeah, don't wake up. Okay, yeah, that's... Right? Yeah.
Don't wake up as like a threat.
Don't wake up because I'm actually here, and if you actually see me, it'll be much worse than this dream you're having.
Yes. Did you encounter any of the, like, normal people believing in Momo out when that was a thing?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I was in a foreign land.
Oh, okay.
In, like, a touristy-type shop or something. I was in, like, some kind of store.
Yes.
And the cashier was talking with someone who was checking out about how there was a thing called Momo that was telling children to hurt themselves.
Yes.
On the TikTok.
Yes.
And she was like, totally, she was like, yeah, what the fuck, like, has this world come to that this thing is out there on the internet? Like,
this thing.
This is a real thing. Yeah. I was like, I don't think it's real.
But, like...
Then again, I was in... I was either in Scotland or Ireland, and, you know...
In Ireland, there are definitely...
Right?
You gotta keep an eye out for things on the telephone in Ireland.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful who's calling.
I was watching a interview with David Lynch and some of the cast earlier today. It was recorded in 2007.
Oh, and that's an interesting time.
For that to be happening. I think I put a link to it in one of the Discord channels. It's just them kind of shooting the shit, saying random things about the experience of making Twin Peaks. But one of the things that Lynch mentioned was that he was really upset that they solved the mystery of who Laura Palmer's killer was.
Yeah,
which I hadn't realized.
They made them do that in season two, and Lynch strongly disagreed. That. Yeah.
So he was like, all right, I'm going to make it the most reprehensible and upsetting thing I can make it.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. He sure did that.
And then he's like, all right, and then I'm going to make... And they were like, we want you to make a movie. And he was like, okay. You got it. It'll move.
Did someone want him to make that movie? Or did
I don't know if that... Yeah. I don't know if that's the case.
So is Bobby's friend named Mike? Yeah, he is. Mike and also the one-armed marm. The one-armed marm and Mike are both Mikes.
Yeah.
But I think this is the only scene of Mike, him just yelling at this dude. This actor...
Yeah, why?
Why is the scene here?
Which scene?
It's Shelley's daughter's girlfriend.
She exists, to establish that the boyfriend is kind of a scumbag.
It's definitely to establish that the boyfriend is there and a scumbag, but like...
Wait, was that Bobby's friend Mike?
That was Bobby's friend Mike yelling at scumbag boyfriend Banshee.
Wow. Yeah, scumbag boyfriend is also... similarly, he's not quite as like inhuman, but he's...
Oh no, that actor is a monster, but he's incredible.
Yeah,
he's his least of all as Banshee in the X-Men, but that dude is in at least one extremely fucked up movie and several. His performance is always very strong. That was a creature.
Yeah.
That might have been the best performance we saw tonight.
That was a beast.
He's in a movie by the son of David Cronenberg.
He's gotten rid of the pain of being a man.
Yes. I want to say that the movie is called Antiviral. But boy, is it one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. Brandon...
That is a real statement right there.
Did you see Infinity Pool, or what else did this guy make?
The Cronenberg stuff?
Oh, Possessor.
Yeah. I saw Possessor. That was fucking hot.
Possessor is hot. Infinity Pool is double, triple hot. and Antiviral, starring Shelley's daughter's boyfriend, is the grossest thing. I mean, it's not the gross. It's not. I've probably said that about it. Have I said that about anything yet? The grossest thing? It's so gross.
The Troop.
The Troop, extremely gross. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, Antiviral. I recommend all three of Broken Tulips cannot be a Cronenberg joint. Please tell me. That would not make any sense. Oh, a short? Is it the Broken Shrouds. Flowers?
Well, The Shrouds isn't out yet.
Yeah, so Brandon Cronenberg, and there's a third, there's a Caitlin Cronenberg making movies now. I have no idea who that is. I hope it's Brandon's daughter. That would be insane. You know what David Cronenberg is doing? He's an actor on Star Trek Discovery.
No shit.
Yikes.
Broken Flowers is the terrible Bill movie Murray. Wow.
Apparently in September, David Cronenberg will be releasing a movie called The Shrouds.
Yes, okay. I can't wait.
An innovative businessman and grieving widower builds device to connect with the dead inside a burial shroud. Sounds pretty straightforward.
How about Crimes of the Future, either of you? You guys should be writing down everything I'm saying. Crimes of the Future is a David Cronenberg joint with Viggo Mortensen and Lea Seydoux from Death Stranding. Disgusting. Bella Swan is there. You watched an hour of...
Of Crimes of the Future?
Yeah, how'd you feel? How'd it make you feel?
That felt like stopping.
I love Kristen Stewart. Yeah,
great.
I don't know. Well, you know, then maybe you shouldn't watch any of these movies. But no, if you like Possessor, at least watch Infinity Pool. Infinity Pool is wacky, and it's got normally Existenz. I know the names of all these actors.
River Existenz.
It's almost a spiritual sequel to James Woods growing a videotape vagina in his chest. Videodrome.
What?
You never saw Videodrome, either of you?
No.
Existenz is the straight dope.
Yeah.
Existenz is hot. Teeth Gun.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Teeth Gun. Hot shit. Yeah. I've watched that movie a lot of times with my younger brother.
They have to, like... Gosh. Yeah, they have to... They go to some... Like illicit. Well, they do go to a restaurant, but before that, they go to like an illicit plug injector to inject his video game port in the base of his spine. And the guy, like, does he like sabotage it? And like, it's about like, are you familiar with Existenz, Weebs?
Nope.
It's about like these video games that are these sacks that you plug a tube like directly into your body and they put you into a hallucinatory virtual reality. There's a lot of sacks and there's a lot of sacks. Yeah.
I do love a nice sack.
Yo, David Lynch, all of these Cronenberg movies, really wacky special shit. A lot of the Cronenberg stuff is like just gross on purpose and I really appreciate that. It's honest.
I like that they made it for the people who want it.
Yeah, it's me, and I want it. I want it so bad. Infinity Pool is so... Infinity Pool is so good.
I need more than
gross.
What's
her name?
Like, The Fly. I dig The Fly.
I dig The Fly.
But, like... Also, Altered States. Enjoyed a lot.
I don't think I'm familiar. Mia Goth. You guys like Mia Goth.
DJ Shadow samples Altered States.
Oh. Let me do a quick... Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one at all.
That's an older
one. I had the DVD.
Huh, yeah.
I might still.
I've not seen it. Did Cronenberg direct that movie where the dude's head like very famously explodes in a GIF? Like,
I think
scanners?
That was Peter Jackson, wasn't it?
Scanners.
Scanners, I mean, does have a head explosion.
There's probably a head exploding in a Peter Jackson movie.
Incredible Michael Ironside.
So to achieve that effect, they couldn't quite get the head to blow up the way they wanted it to.
Yeah, this is Cronenberg.
Is it John Carpenter? Was John Carpenter involved in Scanners? Scanners was, it was Cronenberg?
Yeah, it was Cronenberg.
Okay, well, anyway, to achieve that effect, a man stood behind a dummy filled with gelatin and shot it with a shotgun in the back of the head. And cool. So they did there's an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where someone gets shot in the head. And they were very disappointed with the effects that the effects guys were coming back with. And they were like, have you seen Scanners? Like, figure out how they did this effect in Scanners, because this is what we want it to look like when the guy's head explodes. And the dudes came back and they said, well, it turns out that in Scanners, someone just shot a mannequin with a shotgun. And they said, okay, do that. And the guys had to be like, well, now there are laws and OSHA, and we can't have a shotgun on the set.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, that won't work for us.
Did you notice?
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable. Go ahead.
That story or the original effect?
Both. I was looking at the original effect.
Yeah.
But yes.
There are three characters who I believe are named Candy, Mandy, and Sandy.
They're the ones that are leaning on the wall when they're just getting kicked with the extremely bassy Foley effects.
These sound effects. And first of all, there is, in these two, I don't know if I just noticed this for the first time in these two episodes, but there are a lot of those really long scenes that we kind of have already mentioned. Some of them are completely silent, except for like the effects of like the crunch of the paper, of the bag of chips, or like
certain things. That's
some of them are so very specifically silent, except for very specific sound effects. The whole thing, this whole show and all of it always has just felt so intentional, except for season two.
Right.
So I don't know what the hell that is.
But like this one especially, because he had as much money and leeway as he wanted.
Yeah, so of course he was going to do something fucking deranged.
Right.
Boy, I can't believe that this is what he did. And I'm speaking that knowing what the whole thing contains.
Is there stuff after the porch?
The porch?
Yeah.
Well, they're kind of in the street.
Yeah, okay.
And that's kind of it.
That's about it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But that whole episode is a lot. Like,
we could
like
be talking about any episode of the show.
But I mean, the last episode of this is a lot. like the end of season two a lot. I really think so. So there's this scene that's pretty silent. This dude is just getting, you know, beaten by a man. And there's three girls in pink dresses. Are they wearing bunny ears?
I think they might be.
They continue to be a fixture of this show. But the way, like, one of them is kind of looking at her nails or looking at something terrestrial anyway. And one is looking off screen, but one of them is just looking kind of up into nowhere, like she's barely even awake. And it just, the whole dreamlike feeling, of baked into every inch of this.
Yeah, and I feel like I've said it before, but like it's so, he's so good at actually getting dreamlike. Not random, not like zany. Like dreamlike, which is a very different specific flavor.
It's it's in the dialogue. In some of the dialogue, like again, like it's going to be so much repetitive bullshit I'm going to be saying, but like so much of the dialogue seems like it wasn't being directed as though they were responding to the line before it, or even sometimes it does even seem like it could be chopped dialogue that were supposed to be at other parts of other conversations.
Right, just edited in.
Also, like, How often have you been with a person having two different conversations at each other? You know? And that's what a lot of
Every week.
just until you're dreaming about it and people are just saying gibberish to you that means nothing, but your brain reads it as anxiety. And that's what is happening on this, like, that's what he's hitting us with.
This happens to me at work a lot, and I have learned
Oh.
to kind of like throw my brain into slightly out of gear, so that I can say whatever the things that will interact with their dream nonsense is, so that the conversation will end. Because if I continue to speak sense while they're speaking nonsense, it will just escalate.
Have either of you heard something about some kind of weird or funny to think about reason that phones are hard to dial in dreams? Or is it just that, like, it's such a new thing to have everyone have that I feel like I heard like a meme that was scary.
Oh God, it gave me chills just thinking of reasons why that might be.
Okay.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
I feel like I heard like a little piece of creepypasta that was like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
yeah, something about the, 'cause it is. You ever try to dial a phone? Like have to dial it or do any or type in a dream? Weird. Strange. In
Yep.
fact, usually for me now, I dream about like scrolling through endless menus, like picking different options that go to more menus with more options, and I'm like just trying to make a phone call or just trying to text someone, like someone needs to know something, and I'm just like I'm lost in drunken menus.
God,
Yeah,
I
I
almost
don't
never interrupt
dream
someone.
that I'm trying to do stuff. I dream that just weird shit happens.
Okay. Interesting, yeah. I'm almost always like trying to do something or get out of something or pack. I'm like always packing.
Strange.
And I'm also traveling a lot. I'm at a lot of gas stations.
Yeah, I hardly ever interact with telephones or technology of that variety, dreams. Sometimes it's defensive hardware, blades, sticks, firearms, these types of things. But most of the time, I mean, it might be a car, but yeah, hardly ever anything electronic.
Oh man, what's driving the car in a dream like? You ever drive from the back
Nowadays,
seat?
pretty good.
Oh?
When I was little, all the time, dreams where I was in the back seat and the car was moving and I couldn't control it and I didn't know how it worked. Just fucking
Wow,
nonsense.
okay. Yeah, I mean
As an adult,
as an adult, I have dreams where I'm like leaning from the back seat, like trying to hold onto the wheel for some reason.
yeah.
Also, you go up a hill that's too steep and the car flips over
Ha
backwards.
have
That's
done that. Have done that. Yep.
super duper. Yeah, that's a very common dream that I have. Who do you guys think Mr. Strawberry is?
Ooh.
I
Yeah.
don't know.
I
How the fuck did David Lynch ever produce Dune?
It was like the
Like,
second movie he made.
if this is what he's good, if
Yeah.
this is what he's good at, then how the fuck did he land that job?
That's well, really, how the fuck did he land that job is a serious question because I could be wrong. He may have done. Did he make a movie called The Elephant Man? He may have done that. But I mean, Eraserhead was definitely. Let's see what his timeline is like. But yeah, it's I don't I would love to know how he got Dune. I wonder there's
I
I'm
was
sure
just
there's a
reading.
story.
Apparently, around that time, Lynch received several other directing offers, including Return of the Jedi.
Oh my God, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been, boy, that's an alternate timeline. That's probably where things turned out okay.
Yeah, so he did Elephant Man, and the producer of Dune decided that Lynch should be the one to do it.
Okay.
Because he liked Elephant Man.
Elephant Man, I've definitely not seen that.
Is that about John Merrick?
Is that the I think so, I went to IMDb. I searched for David Lynch. Let's see. There's people. Oh, the search came up. I scrolled past people, which is what I should have clicked on. But I was looking through titles and I was like, why the fuck is every goddamn podcast David Lynch has ever appeared on listed on his IMDb now? Is this what IMDb is like? This is what me interacting with the internet is like. I'm just like, why is all of the information buried in bullshit? How come, like.
That's an excellent question.
Because I mean,
It's
it
well, it's.
is. Even though that was me, scaring myself, that still is the state of things.
Cory Doctorow calls it the, I think, the enshittification.
This thing has become enshittified.
Yeah, Doctorow's.
Yeah, David Lynch. What a guy.
What a mystery.
You guys like Janie E?
Yeah, man. Janie E is great.
That bitch is in charge.
She knows what's up.
You do not fuck
Except
around
with
with Janie
Dougie.
E. Yeah. Well, she's incredibly patient with Dougie. Everyone loves Dougie. I love Dougie. I
Yeah,
feel like
who do
people probably hated it. I don't know if they did or not. I have
Oh
no idea
yeah.
how people felt about this.
The little reading that I've done is was people saying like the Dougie scenes frustrated the hell out of them, particularly because they wanted Dale.
They wanted Coop to come back, and you never get him really in this show. Spoilers, sorry, Neil. I'm really, honestly, actually sorry, but you may have figured out by now that we're really not going to see Agent Dale Cooper. Well, actually,
Yeah,
that's not really
I've
correct.
picked it up.
Yeah, not a lot of him anyway. He'll be around. He's got some. We wrap up his story, kind of.
Things happen.
This, I can't wait. You
What
want to watch
does
it
he
all
call
right
their
now?
son, Sonny?
Sonny
I
Jim.
hate
Sonny Jim.
Sonny Jim.
I feel like they're
I
like a little
hate that.
family from like the 50s or something. Dougie and Janie E and
Dougie,
Sonny Jim.
Sonny, and Janie.
Sonny Jim.
Janie E. Also, her name is hyphenated.
Yeah, Janie hyphen E. Like that's her first
Yeah.
name. Yeah, it's not
Her
that her
name, first
last
name
name
is
is E.
Janie hyphen E,
Yeah.
and the kid's name is Sonny hyphen Jim.
Sonny Jim.
Sonny Jim,
It
that's
really
his
feels
name.
like an early, like 20th century
Yeah.
Americana. Like, let's go
Yeah.
say goodnight to Sonny Jim, which really could very, that really, I mean, no, that is something that Lynch is interested in. That kind of like
That time period.
Well, yeah, it's
old
his
timey.
era.
Yeah, exactly.
Formative years in the 50s, I would guess.
That is about correct, yeah. Oh, and Laura Dern is here.
Yay,
Yeah,
And she's
Diane.
Diane, and she's and Diane was a real person.
All along.
There's definitely an outtake from the movie that sure makes it look like that Diane is an imaginary person.
Right.
It's Coop just
I
like.
thought Dan was the tape recorder.
Yes, and that's who this character is. So that's who he was actually talking to. There's a scene in the outtakes where like it's just, and it could have been shot as though they were going to put someone there or something else there, or it could have been it was going to be edited into the movie differently. But it's like an empty room, and Coop just like leans in and he says Diane, and he just keeps saying a bunch of things like he's talking to a person who's not there. Like he's not even just like making memos. He's just like talking to nobody, and then he like
Making
walks out.
noise.
Yeah. And I was like, so Diane is not real. But here she is. She's real. She's in the show. And yeah.
Thank goodness.
The guy that does the coin trick is probably not real. We've established that as far as our ongoing lore is concerned, there are some
Yeah.
people who are not real. That guy strikes me as a lodge entity or an unreal person or a tulpa.
The thing he
Yeah,
does,
he did
yeah.
display magic.
Yeah. Really unsettling magic. He really fucked that dude up. And that is a good way to exert dominance. Teleport a
Yeah.
coin into somebody's mouth. Gross.
Yeah. let it hang and spin for a minute.
Yeah.
To really get their attention. Something bad is happening. It's in your mouth.
Russ.
Yep.
Yeah, that dude is, we get a couple more scenes. I don't really remember too much more about what happens with the dude that was doing the magic tricks. But yeah, Richard Horn is one of our primary villains. Although we also got to see Ike the Spike murdering a bunch of people for almost no reason.
Yeah, he seems to enjoy his work. Lady?
The lady was on the phone reprimanding the guys that were, like, stalking Dougie's car.
Yeah.
Not the guys that got blown up, but the guys that planted the bomb. So she wanted Dougie dead. And it has to do with that man that looked at the red square on his PC. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's all some kind of hierarchy of assassins.
Right.
That I'm positive is not going to make sense.
Yeah, there's two sets of guys, right?
Yeah, at least. So
there was there was one hot rod and then a black car.
Yeah.
I guess.
Those are the guys. Right. Yeah, those guys come swinging up maybe just out of nowhere to steal the car at the right time. Those guys possibly have nothing to do with anything.
I like how they have like a nice car. They cased the car twice. Yeah. And they're like, oh yeah, that old car looks like it's worth stealing.
Yeah, that late 90s Ford Taurus.
Yeah, let me get one of those. Secondhand market on those is gold.
What is LV in Roman?
55?
Could it have been
L50?
It might be. And V is 5. Could it have been a gift for his 55th birthday?
I assumed it meant Las Vegas, but
oh, Las Vegas. And of course, it is tempting to refer to him as Dougie Love.
Yeah, so it's 50. Mm. Yeah.
It could have been a gift for his 55th birthday.
Could.
That crappy old Taurus.
Dooge LV. I know it's Dougie, but
Dooge.
Every time I see it, I think Dooge. Oh, that's interesting. The license plate, Dooge LV.
Is it Doug LV?
It's Doug Dougie.
Oh, LV, it is. Okay.
But like, it's D-U-G-E, so Dougie.
Oh, right? So it's like Dooge.
But it's written Dooge. Yeah.
D-O-U-G-E spells Dooge. That's
okay. It's Dudge. Dudge.
Oh, it's Dudge.
It's Dougie.
Is it D-O-U-G-I-E?
No, it's D-U-G-E.
D-U-G-E.
Dougay.
Dougay.
Yeah, but it's got a registration sticker on it from 2003.
Oh.
So apparently that's what year it is. Or he just never registered the car.
Well, this takes place in 2017.
I thought so.
I believe. I'm not. Well, I mean, yeah. Really, that would be like that date being actually set or something would be like the last thing I would be noticing. But I don't know if they said exactly when this is happening. Although, no, I mean they've been pretty clear about that it's been 25 years.
Yeah.
Since What do you guys think about Chad?
I find him Chad? To be loathsome.
Use the ladies' room, Chad.
He is the unpleasant deputy.
Yeah.
Oh.
That they kind of kick around.
I assume he'll get some comeuppance at some point.
I'm sure that he will. Well, let me say thank you to both of you for hanging out and talking about Twin Peaks.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for hosting.
Yeah.
As always.
What else is good?
Nothing.
Nothing. Man.
Nothing is good.
That's like the kind void? Of shit. That's the kind of shit that I would say to people.
uh It's Wednesday, which means that, and it's Wednesday night, so it's sleep soon.
Yeah.
So that's Thursday.
Oh, man.
Friday. Yeah. Saturday, Cats.
Yeah, nice.
2.5 days until Cats.
Good luck with the cat transfer.
Hey, man, I'm pumped.
I'm going to go. My cat, so tomorrow, I'm very tomorrow freaked out about freak. The vet, but today, in the hour that I let her go take a walk before going over to work on soap all day, my cat Cora went out and got into a big fight.
Fuck.
And came back with, yeah, but she's real mad about it. She's got little nips taken out of her ears and a few little bloody scratches, and she was in a very bad mood before I had to leave the house, and I left the house in a bad mood, and she was still very upset when I got home, and so I'm gonna go check on her right now. But I gotta,
nice.
Yeah, the cat carrier is sitting on the bed, and I saw Preeka walk in and out of it, so. He's at least not like crazy terrified already, so maybe he'll be a little used to it, and maybe this will be smooth, and then all I have to worry about it is this weekend.
I have my fingers crossed for you, both.
Yeah, me for all of you.
Rock.
I hope everything is awesome. Or at least
someday it might be.
At least bearable, you know? Yeah. Hell of a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Absolute madness. Despite the fact that it is an insane shit show, I really cherish these Twin Peaks evenings with you gentlemen. I will say is not shit.
Me too.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
Glad you guys are doing this.
Thanks. Thank you for listening to Maybe We'll Talk, a podcast where I talk to my friends on the phone. Check out my other podcast on Monday. It's called The Least Ready Room. You can probably find it wherever you find this. I think that's also on YouTube. This might be on YouTube someday. For some reason, I feel like I would like to like get together actual video footage for some of this stuff. I guess because I have a lot of vampire-related footage, and this started out as a very vampire-related podcast, and that's why I kind of wanted to like make actual... I don't know. This might be on YouTube someday. Who cares? I don't know if anyone listens to it. But yeah, those are both my podcasts. They're great, in my opinion. Go and check them out. You can find out all my social garbage and also join my Discord to talk about these things with all of us by going to koyadk.tv. That's koyadk.tv. Some might pronounce it KayaDK. If you're from the Midwest, I did, of course, very famously play a Death Knight on World of Warcraft from Ohio. So that's the story. Check out lakehousesoaps.com and buy some soaps for me. And, yeah, I don't know. I could probably be saying some other things that I would like promoted right now, but I don't think... Yeah. I mean, those are the big ones. I don't know. Do whatever you want. I'm on the internet. You can find me in whatever. That was a terrible outro. See you next week.